11th parak of Chulin, 2nd Mishnah. Kami Merubah. What is Merubah? Beishami Yomrim, Shtei Rechelis, Shenemar, Yichye, Ish, Eglis, Bokos, Shtei Tzoyn. It's a pasuk. Chomim Yomrim, Chomish, you have to have 5 Rechelis, 5 sheep, Shenemar, Chomish, Tzoyn, Asuyos. Different but each one of this has to have a tzem that weighs 1.5 monas. Once you have 5 sheep, no matter how much they will they have, it's chayv. How much you give to the coin? Mishkol chamisloim b'Yehuda she'meseslam b'koyel. 5 stone worth in Yehuda, which is 10 golem. Meluben has to be whitened, veloitzoy, and not filthy. Kedei lasses men of beged cotton, enough to make a small garment. Shenema, tit, and loy, shieba, kedei matono. It has to be a choshev amount that he gives as a gift. This because the lad should savoy, if he didn't give it to the coin until he painted it, potter, because he was coined, beshinoy. He made a change to it, it remains his. He was in the battle of the mitzvah, but he's potter. Yeah. If he just whitened it, then he's chayv. That's not considered a shinui. If somebody buys the shearings off of a sheep of the goy, but the sheep belongs to the goy, but it's the case since the sheep itself belongs to the goy. If he buys the shearings of his friends, if he didn't shear the entire thing, he bought 3/4 of the wool. So the owner of the animal has to give the ratio of sages from what remains. If somebody bought the entire shearing and doesn't leave any wool back for the owner, then the one who bought it is chayv to give the ratio of sages. He had darker wool and wider wool. If he sold the darker wool, ones with the darker wool, and left the ones with the wider wool. The males, not the females. Zeno is in the atzma, zeno la atzmoi. So there's two types of animals. Each one gives from what he has.